The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, April the 2nd. April Fool's was yesterday. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by, at top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Did you any April Fool's jokes yesterday?
I did not.
Oh.
But I read that paper out there. Did you read that out there about the alligators?
About the alligators? No.
In Lake Britain and Lake
Almador, that there were alligators?
And there was another lake, yeah. There was a picture on the front page, but you can tell it's AI.
Oh.
But I was reading it at first. I mean, it kind of gets you, and then you're like, wait, it's April Fool's. Like, there's no alligators.
They were talking about, they found out that Sasquatch was helping to clear trails out there to help fight fires. Saw that one, and they had documented evidence of it. You know, see, here's the thing about AI. They can make it look so real, not necessarily the Lake Almador one. That is that true? I mean, I see things on these reels that you know, of characters like Sylvester Stallone. He's sitting in a like an airport lounge, and some big guy comes up and knocks his drink out of his hand, and he gets up and he pounds him. I don't think that came from any movie. You know, it's all AI.
Yeah,
it's not fair. It's not fair to that's elder abuse for me. Well, it's elder abuse on him, too. He's older than I am. I don't know if he's older than I am, but he's close. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. And do we have any national days going on?
Yeah, we have a couple of good ones.
Okay.
It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Whoa.
I like peanut butter and jelly.
Mom used to fix those for me.
It's National Burrito Day.
Even better. I wish you'd fix me burritos. Is today National Burrito Day?
First Thursday of April.
Okay.
National Burrito Day.
So, are there places that are giving away free burritos today? You've got to look that up, because there's got to be. If it's National Burrito Day, maybe, you know, Taco Bell, you know, other places might be giving away a free burrito, you know, with the purchase of a drink or something. Or something. Anyway, you don't have to look it up while I start doing the weather. So it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly and National Burrito Day.
And National Ferret Day.
Ferret?
If you like ferrets, yes.
You know, it's illegal to have own ferrets in California.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, then why do you go into pet stores and you'll see ferret food? You'll see ferret food. You won't see ferrets.
You'll see
ferret food, though.
Well,
that's interesting.
It may be just if it's, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
They're afraid if the, you know, of the domesticated ferrets get out there, that they then become
I remember growing up, my buddy had two of them.
Is that right?
And they would just roam his house.
They'd roam the house?
He had like a cage for them, but they would like run around the house. I remember
Are they kind of like cats? Will they go into a certain area and poop? Or, you know, I mean, do they have like a ferret box? I always wondered about that, because I've seen other people have had their ferrets run loose, too.
I think you have to keep them away for a little while, and you can't just, like, roam free the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the mental
Try to cage train them or something.
Yeah.
Well, how about, so you actually knew somebody. I mean, I've heard about people who have, I don't know if I've ever met anybody that had a ferret in his house. Snakes, yeah, and other things, but.
Yeah, he had two ferrets.
Wow.
They were pretty neat.
Okay.
Pretty friendly, too, so.
Hey, were you caught in the rain yesterday? People, my friends out there, were you all caught in the rain yesterday? Linda walked back from a coffee meeting she had, and it was just down the street here, like a block over, and she had brought her umbrella that she had had with her when she was entertaining headlining the show in China, in Hong Kong. And so she bought this beautiful, beautiful umbrella. and it meant something to her. She's carried it around since the 80s. So she pulls it out, puts it up, and is totally not working.
Oh, man.
So she walks back in the rain. And I'm out there looking. I said, wow, it's raining hard. And just about then, she comes through the door. And luckily, she had a coat. And it had a hood on it. That's luckily. Yeah. But feet soaked, everything. But yeah, it was raining hard. Thunderstorms or thunder last night.
Yeah.
Did you get involved in that?
I was at work last night, and it rained pretty hard down in Anderson for a few minutes there.
Well, it looks like, my friends, today is going to be really sunny with a high near 63. It's going to be beautiful, you know, a little colder. Now, tomorrow's sunny with a high near 79 and wind gust up as high as 23 miles per hour. And then Friday night, clear. Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. Sunday, Easter, sunny with a high near 83. Monday, sunny with, you know, the same temperature and the lows around, you know, the low 50s. Tuesday, a slight chance of rain, mostly sunny. And Wednesday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, with a high near around 74. So today, through the weekend, it's going to be beautiful. And Monday, and then Tuesday, we might start getting rain again. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a family-owned business, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, great people, Kenny family, do a lot for our community, won state-level awards for hiring veterans. They care. They care about our community, Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, the first of the forums are starting tonight. Tonight will be for the Congressional District, 2nd Congressional District. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. And you'll be able to see, it starts at 5, and you'll be able to see Jared Huffman, who right now is the District 2 Congressman. He lives in, Santa Clarita, I think. I'm sorry, San Rafael, and down there in the Marin County area. And other participants will be Rogie from Redding here, Tim Geist. She's a Democrat. Of course, Huffman is a Democrat. And Tim Geist from Redding, Robin Littow from Redding, Paul Salisbury from Redding, Angela Vallis from Lakehead, and Gregory Burgess. Now, they're all Republicans. I'm sorry, Rogie is a Democrat, but rest of them are Republicans, except Greg Burgess has no party preference. And Robin Littow is not related to Redding Mayor Mike Littow. So then we move on. And we move on to the Redding Library to host District 1 Registrar of Voters candidates. And that's going to take place Wednesday, April 15th. With the Shasta County District 1 Supervisors race. And that forum is from 5 to 6:30. It's going to be at the Redding Library, like I said, Wednesday, April 15th. Kevin Cry is the incumbent, and he's facing challengers Aaron Resner and Richard Gallardo, and all three are going to participate. Let me see. Next one, also at the Redding Library, is the for the Shasta County Register of Voters Forum with Clint Curtis facing off against Joanna Franceschi. And that's to go from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on April 22nd. And District 5 Forum with Chris Kellstrom and Mike Gallagher are going to be at the Anderson Senior Center in Anderson, and that goes from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Chris Kellstrom is going to be on our show tomorrow at 7. We've already had Mike Gallagher on, and he's going to be on tomorrow morning at 7. Heather Hadwick, our assemblywoman, will be here live in the studio at 8. So that'll be interesting. What else? Okay. Now, if in the primaries, if anybody gets 50% plus one vote, they will have won the election. If nobody gets that 50%, then there will be a runoff in November. And this is for the June 2nd primary. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about a couple of things. One, the Amazon building is going to be built up here, but also the Artemis space mission and the Orion, and then what Trump addressed the nation about. So we'll be right back.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Jump out those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Reading Sportsman's Expo, Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our webpage, our homepage there, and you can see all of our shows, go to the archives, find our sponsors, click on the sponsors. We got news from six different agencies on the on that page. We've got weather, all of our sponsors and banners and all that kind of stuff. We did that website. Yeah, 7:21 in the morning here today. It's 42 degrees, going up to 67 today. And, hey, construction is really moving forward on the Amazon Fulfillment Center out at Stillwater Business Park. And it's going to be, it could be ready by May 21st, at which time then they'll get it ready for operations on the inside. It's a $25 million construction investment and an estimated $32 million in annual economic impact. It's also expected to generate between 200 and 250 jobs, ranging from full-time roles to flexible and contract positions. Those private people that are delivering, you know, the delivery drivers out there. Let me see. The Artemis, the rocket took off. I don't know. Did you see that yesterday? Did you see, like, you know, an afterwards, the filming?
I saw some afterwards stuff about it.
Yeah. Well, the Artemis is going to go deeper in space than anybody ever has. It's still orbiting Earth, and it's getting, you know, it gets to a certain apogee, and then it's going to launch itself toward the moon. And the purpose behind this is to test all the systems, including the space capsule, where the astronauts will live while they're, you know, will travel and live. When they make the trip to the moon, which they are in the coming years, and be able to land on there. And the space capsule is called the Orion. And they're traveling 685,000 miles at over 20,000 miles per hour for 10 days. Yeah, it hit 2,600 miles per hour leaving the atmosphere when I watched the launch yesterday. It's the area is about the size of two minivans, and so. And yet they're going to test their life support, communications, and navigation systems, as well as operating procedures to prepare for the later missions, including landing on the moon. How big is it? It's 330 cubic feet for four people. The size of two minivans, like I said. And it has nearly 60% more space than the Apollo Command Module's 210 cubic feet. It's got exercise machine, toilets, and more. They sleep 8 hours a day, or they're supposed to. And they have sleeping bags attached to the sides of the walls of this that they crawl into and sleep. They have menus set up on their personal preferences, and that they're able to hydrate and reheat their food.
and when they take their regular meal breaks, they've got they can't shower, but they've got the waterless soap and shampoo that will clean their scuzzy little bodies every day. I guess I don't know.
I seen too. They have a workout. They're supposed to work out for 30 minutes a day.
And yeah, 30 minutes a day to combat the diminishing effect of outer space on the body. Yeah. It's a dual-purpose flywheel machine for aerobic exercises. And the toilet has private doors. Well, that's kind of cool. Because you've got four astronauts, three men and a woman. And like I said, their sleeping bags are attached to the walls. And I'm sure it's a sleeping system as opposed to just a bag that they have. So, and they've got, they're going to be able to wear headsets and be able to talk to each other and mission control and their families back home. So, yeah.
Did you read about how they got it to the launch pad, about how that thing moves and how much gas it takes to move the rocket? I was reading, so it moves like, it gets 32 feet per gallon. The numbers were just crazy, but it only goes like 1 mile per hour, and it has to go 4 miles to move the rocket from where it's stationed to the launch pad.
Wow.
And then they have a truck in front of it that sprays water on the ground, because if any of the dust gets up into the systems, then they can't launch.
Wow.
Because of the part, the silicone that's in the dust.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of stuff that could go wrong.
Little things. Well, they had a couple of little things go wrong when they had that tragedy with the Columbia, and some pieces of the shielding was flying off, and all this kind of things, and it caused. Yeah, no, I'm sure that they over-correct for everything just in case.
Just to make sure nothing.
Yeah.
Happened.
But I mean, imagine you're sitting on top of these hydrogen-filled rockets, and when they kick off, and you're doing 2,600 miles per hour, and a relatively short time frame, and then when the initial rockets are up and you could see it. They released, and then the next set of rockets hits in. So,
yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It really is when you think about it, and it's been so long since we've done anything like this. So
they shot an unmanned one up in 2022, which was this one, the Artemis missile, just to see if it worked.
Yeah.
And now they're finally getting manned in it in 2026, so.
Well, you'd kind of want them to.
I mean, that's 4 years, just of planning and that's
to build it
to build it, but I mean even just to make sure everything just goes right.
That's, and then you've got, doesn't, isn't Musk, it's Musk or yeah, he launches his
Starlink,
and then they come back and they land
on
platforms. So, but I it's a different type of technology, I'm sure.
Yeah, and his are unmanned and.
Yeah, well, this one here is they're doing this for this 10-day mission to see. Can we put people in this? How much can we put in? Do these systems work? Because next time, they may go up and then land on the moon.
Yeah.
Not do just a flyby and come back and land on the moon and start that process again. So, well, nobody else has been able to do this. Get to the moon.
No.
Yeah. Kennedy said, we'll put a man on the moon by the end of this decade. And in 69, they landed on the moon. Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry shop of choice. Been in the business over 30 years. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design. Fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The people down there, Leonard and Rebecca Henry, are just really super people. And they take care of their customers. What can I say? We wouldn't think of shopping anywhere else than Four Winds Jewelry, and we're not the only ones. They've been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and we'll be right back.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Country fans, are you ready? Just off those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Hey, here's the good thing about YouTube. You can find anything on YouTube. And I found the other day, from 1980, a Jerry Lewis muscular dystrophy telethon.
That's awesome.
And because he used to do these for years and years and raised millions of dollars, and he had all the entertainers on there. And Linda and the Gold Diggers were on that segment singing that song.
Oh my gosh, that's
and there was
awesome.
Linda when she was 20 years old
that is
singing
awesome.
Singing with the Gold Diggers there. So yeah, it's out there. And well, she, also on there is the two of the Christmas Dean Martin Christmas specials that she was in.
That is so cool.
It was, but being able to see her probably in her first year of being with the Gold Diggers was fun. And I'm here with Wendy Dickens from First Five Shasta.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was. I don't know how I even found it, but it was just there. It's funny, of the girls in that group, one, two, three of them that were in this group of five still maintain contact. Four of them maintain regular contact. One lives in Greece, one in Palm Springs, one down outside Dallas, and then right here in Redding. And they get together every month on a Skype call.
That is so great.
Yeah, after all these years.
Yeah. That's so important, too. Those kind of relationships.
Yeah, they're all like sisters.
Yeah,
back then.
That's awesome.
Okay, Wendy. You're with First Five Shasta.
Correct.
Tell us what First Five Shasta is for people that have heard it, but they're not sure exactly what it is.
So First Five Shasta is an organization where we really try and look into the community around all of the things that are important to prenatal all the way through kindergarten readiness. So those 0 to 5 years, helping their families. We know that, the first 5 years of a child's life is the most crucial for brain development. It's not that we don't continue to learn as we get older or have plasticity and or, synaptic connection bursts later in other parts of your development. But the 0 to 5 years is where it's predominantly done, and that's where the architecture of the brain is built. So if we could build it strong and sturdy, if there are things that need to be rearranged in the house later,
mm-hmm.
we will have a better opportunity to do that more easily. So
what do we mean by strong and sturdy?
Strong and sturdy. So we want to build things in the brain where they know that there's safety, there's security, that they can then develop their frontal lobe in a way that's going to create more critical thinking later on in life and not live in the part of their brain that is the fight or flight mode.
Uh-huh.
Children who are raised in chaotic home environments or who don't get the nurturing they need don't necessarily grow into adults who have the ability to discern very easily the right, the wrong, learning how to read can be more difficult. Like all kinds of things become less available to you if you don't have a strong start in life, if you don't have those 0 to 5 years. Again, not that you couldn't learn it later. It just takes a lot longer and a lot more intervention.
They're like little sponges in
there.
They
are, and they learn through watching everything.
And it's,
right?
Yeah. You got to really watch because they do. They'll see things. And,
yes.
And you think, well, they won't pick up on that.
Right.
Wrong.
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 Yep. Wrong.
I believe, and I believed it a long time, and maybe I started reading about it way back then, but the ability to read is so important.
It totally
and
is.
And everything is tied into that.
Yeah.
And when you've got kids graduating from high school reading at the sixth grade level, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to move on to grasp things like technical manuals if you go into the trades or into more esoteric ideas if you can't read and get as much information as you can?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we did the big film recently around reading, and it really is, it showed kind of the pipeline to poverty so to speak, when you can't read, because any job that you have, even working at McDonald's, if you don't know how to read, they have most of the time on their, you know, cash registers or on their menu, you have to be able to read what they have. And if they move things around or they change things or items, you, if you don't know how to read, it's impossible for you to keep up with the changes that are happening. So it's really difficult for people. Some people do get by, but it's not typical. And a lot of folks who don't read end up, you know, living in poverty or committing crimes, all of the things that we don't want for our society. So learning to read is definitely one of the main things. And it's really important for the whole community, because you want to have employers who understand the need to support young families in that beginning, right? It's also why First Five Shasta and the Shasta County Office of Education really pulled together and then, you know, brought in the Shasta County Library to do Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And I know you're probably a huge fan of Dolly. I'm a huge fan of Dolly. Who isn't? She's amazing. And she, you know, these kids get a free book in the mail.
This is a person who's been around. She was in Nashville when I was there.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s. And has reinvented herself. I don't know if the term reinventing herself is correct. That's not true. She has been such a talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just a force in the country music industry and more. But then she's got everything a person could probably want.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started getting into the philanthropical type stuff, and with this one and the Dolly Parton Library.
Amazing. She stayed relevant for so long.
She stayed relevant up until today.
Yeah.
And hopefully will continue on.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Because she does give back, and she does in amazing ways. But First Five gives back. Y'all have given back close to $30 million in our local area.
Yes, yes.
Now, how do you do that?
We do that by a variety of different ways, but mainly through grant funds out into the community. So one of the things is, like, during Week of the Young Child, we sponsor lots of different activities to provide for families with young children to get out there, to learn new ways to maybe be with their child, but also to meet other families that have children the same age, and then to provide some nurturing environments for children to learn. So we give a lot of money in those kinds of opportunities. We also make sure that we're putting money into areas of reading. Lots of story times we help pay for. We make sure that we're doing things with all of the preschools and the school districts. But we also work with prenatal care areas of our community, the doulas and the midwives, making sure that they have the supports they need to help families when they would like to have those types of services.
Midwives. They still have midwives.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yeah. I'm totally surprised about that, that that's still going on. And but the Week of the Young Child started back in 1971.
Yes.
If I'm correct.
You are, and it's a national movement, right? So it's not just here in Shasta County. In the national NAEYC, which is the national, oh, goodness, I forgot the A.
Youth.
Education of Young Children.
Oh, okay.
National Association of Education of Young Children. Yes, there we go.
I knew association had to be in there someplace. Right.
But they started it. And, you know, so a lot of First Fives throughout the state will help support this particular week, because it is so important to reminding everyone that we need to be investing in the earliest members.
Yeah, this started in 1971, and it's nationwide. It's celebrated to bring public attention to the needs of young children and their families. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, let's talk about the, you know, things that are going on. And that starts what, April 11th?
Yes, April 11th through 18th.
All right. Hey, a lot of things going on here. You know, when you hear the song Rawhide, when we go out or come in, give us a call, and you will be entered into a contest on Friday, April 10th. We'll do the drawing then, to win two tickets to Friday night at the Red Bluff Roundup. And we've got a lot of entries so far. And so we'll do that drawing. And when you hear it, just call us, 530-605-4566 or 67, and give your name and number to our producer, and we'll enter you in that. The Grange is having a brunch on Sunday, April 19th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eat in or take out, breakfast casserole, sausage, country potatoes, biscuit and gravy, fruit, coffee, and juice is $20 per adult, $10 per child under 12. And adult beverages will be available at the Sons of Italy Bar. And they're also having a show and shine, and you get a chance, too, to enter a raffle and win a Colt Python 357 Magnum, one of the iconic Dirty Harry-type guns. So, for more information, please call John at 530-356-9213. And, yeah, April 19th. Veteran and Senior Resource Day is going to be April 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building right here on Yuba Street, hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary and Nation's Finest. They're going to have resource vendors for information, assistance, and a chance at an opportunity drawing. That's for Veterans and Senior Resource Day, April the 24th. And we'll talk more about it as we get closer. And we'll be right back with Wendy Dickens and First Five Shasta.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, light 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your ticket now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munstick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning here. And it's going to go up to 63 today. So it's not so warm, but it's going to be sunny. It's going to be like this through next Tuesday. Wonderful weekend in the low 80s. So I'm here with Wendy Dickens, and we're talking about the Week of the Young Child through the first five Shasta, and it's kicking off, in fact, tomorrow at Whistlestop Park, right down here, and they're going to have live music, booths with activities and more, and get this, free ice cream. So I'm borrowing the child from across the street, and they just moved in. I'm sure that they're going to wonder.
I'm sure they're going to let you.
I'll take the little carriage too. We'll put her in there, and we're going to go down and introduce her to First Five Shasta and get a free ice cream. Oh yeah, Carl, sure. Take our.
Well, they need a long, loving adult.
Yeah, this is. It takes a community. It does. Come on, oh, yeah. And she said, "This is an interesting neighborhood we just moved into." Okay, so tell us about this. This week, the week of really the week of the 11th through the 18th.
Yes.
Okay, so it does kick off on Friday, but then it doesn't really start until the following Saturday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So really, it is an opportunity for families to find activities throughout the week that they can attend. And we do have activities throughout the county. So there should be something near every family within Shasta County. So, you know, and there's fun events like Plant a Strawberry, where the kid gets to plant a strawberry and take it home with them. And there's actually lots of different opportunities to plant things that grow and then produce something for the child to watch.
You're going
to
give away like chicks and ducklings?
I don't know that.
Probably
they're doing
not
that.
Going to
yeah.
do that.
No, okay, not
going to
do that. No. But they will be able to, you know, go and see animals. So Welcome to the Jungle, which will be happening on Tuesday, April 14th at the Mount Shasta Mall through Raising Shasta. They will be having animals there that children can go and, you know, be able to see and learn about. And then there's like Roar and Explore, which is Dino Days over at the Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, April 15th. So there's just lots of different fun activities for kids to do and get there. Some of them allow them to, you know, create things. Some of them allow them to get their hands dirty and explore. Some of them allow them to plant and take things with them. All of them have an activity for the children, though.
And some of them last all day.
Yes.
And some of them are only like for an hour. Like on Wednesday the 15th, it's Sensory Innovations, an hour of sensory fun for kids age 0 to 5 are free, and they charge for kids 6 and up, but play, explore, and have fun together, and that's going to be at Sensory Innovations on Hilltop.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah, and then there's also a pizza night, right, so you can get a book. Go get pizza at Player's Pizza. Like, there's all just kinds of fun things that kids can do with their family. And it's really just an opportunity for families to get out. There's also a fun concert that they're – and then Touch a Truck with the YMCA. So I think that, you know, it's just – you know, there's got to be something out there that your kid would enjoy, that you would enjoy taking your child to and watching them you know, be so excited and learn and be able to meet other children, and you get to meet other families.
And you just go to the first five Shasta, and first five, five is just the number five, firstfiveshasta.org.
Yes.
And it's right there in front of you. You just click on the calendar of events, and it talks about this, and it's a way for families to spend some really, you know, I hate to use this term, but quality time.
Quality time, so important.
With their kids, yep. You know, in today's busy world. Get them off their little iPads.
Yes, definitely.
Should five-year-olds have iPads?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Should at what point do you think kids should have them?
You know, I know.
When they graduate from high school?
Yeah. you know, I think technology has a place in our world. However, I think what has happened is we've forgotten that we learn differently through different modalities. And we think that, you know, anything that we learned in a book is going to be just as easily or better learned on the computer screen, which is not true. Our brain develops differently behind a computer screen, and the delta waves that we have, there's a lot of research and science about this. It isn't good for our kids, and especially in that 0 to 5 years of age where they really need a lot of interaction. So the difference between reading a book to your child, a paper book, which is why we really push Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and using a computer screen and just setting your kid in front of something that's reading to them, it's just different than you being able to point out the pictures and talk about the pictures.
Yeah, I mean, there may be a meeting place here where you're reading off the computer to your kid, but it's still not the same as a book.
Right.
And, you know, kids need to be socialized, I think, just like puppies. You know, you take your puppy up to the doggy park so they can be socialized.
Right.
And kids need to be socialized.
Yeah. Humans have to be socialized.
We have to learn how to behave.
Yes.
And if you're not taught how to behave, you're going to behave badly.
Right. Well, and you're going to not have the same, you know, if you don't have exposure to other children, a variety of children. So your siblings are different. Your relationship with your siblings are so different than having relationships with other people outside of your family, and how you interact, how you learn to share, how you learn to wait your turn, how you learn to modulate yourself when you're upset. All of those things are a part of learning how to be with other people.
And that starts in
early.
The cradle.
Yeah. Early. Yes.
If a baby's crying, do you leave it alone?
No, we don't.
You can pick it up,
right?
We pick
it up, yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's fine. I don't remember myself.
But your body does.
I think mom picked me up.
I'm sure
or
she
dad.
Did. Somebody did.
Okay, so here's a chance, my friends, to get your kids, your grandkids involved in something that's really cool. Everything from jumping with the grizzly spirit to going down to Turtle Bay, which you can use all the time, by the way. Rev Rumble and Roar, bike rodeos, all of these things.
Yeah, bike rodeo. Like, how fun. I mean, just, you know, fun things. Rev Rumble and Roar is always a very, very popular event. It's fun. The kids love it, so I really highly recommend that. You know, and most of the time, you know, siblings are welcome. So even if you have a child that's over the age of five, bring them with you. They're learning by watching their siblings, too. So I think it's just a fun time for parents and children to get out there. You know, the other piece is that as a community, it's hard to meet other people when you're only working and you don't have opportunities. Yeah. This is an opportunity to meet people in your community and maybe find a new friend as an adult as well.
With the kids, your kids' age.
Right.
You may be living in a community or a street that doesn't have a lot of kids.
Exactly.
So, okay. Wendy Dickens from First Five Shasta. It's the week of the young child. Final thoughts here.
Yeah, just join us this Friday at Whistle Stop Park. It'll be a fun time, 4 to 6. It's also First Friday, so we did that on purpose.
It's going to be busy.
It'll be busy, and we're hoping that even if grandparents or aunts and uncles didn't bring their child to the fun event, they'll stop by and pick up a postcard with the QR code for the calendar, or they'll just go to our website. But free ice cream.
Free ice cream. What flavors?
It's at Taste and See. So it's Taste and See free ice cream. So you get to pick your own flavor.
Well, how do you give out little coupons?
Yes, you have to have a little coupon.
Did you bring one?
I didn't bring one. But we'll make sure you get one, Carl.
Taste and See.
That's
right down the street here.
Yes.
Yeah,
right there.
Down there.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be a wonderful time for your kids. Go to firstfiveshasta.org. Look up Week of the Young Child. And it gives you all the events. And avail yourself of this. It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing for what you do for our community, too.
Thank you as well.
Okay, hey, we come back. We're going to have, Jefferson State of Mind is going to join us at the 8 o'clock hour. Talk about a variety of things. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Oil prices have been rocketing higher this morning. The energy markets are still on edge about the Iran war. Wall Street, though, has recovered all of its big losses from earlier in the day. Now, President Trump insists the war is winding down. He says it should be over very soon. In the meantime, he warns Tehran to make a deal with the U.S. or else.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
The President's White House address delivered last night. The Senate has sent its proposal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security back to the House, marking what could be the beginning of the end of the historic partial government shutdown.
The Senate's action, taken in a mostly empty chamber just after 7 a.m., came less than a day after President Donald Trump effectively endorsed a two-track strategy for DHS, funding most of it through a bipartisan deal with Democrats, then using the party-line budget reconciliation process for immigration enforcement activities. Now the bill is headed back across the Capitol. The Senate approved Thune's motion Thursday to set aside the House plan, an 8-week all-DHS stopgap, and instead give it a second chance to pass the Senate bill, which omits funding for ICE and parts of Customs and Border Protection that Democrats oppose. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
NASA's Artemis II lunar mission off to a solid start. Last night's launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Four astronauts now on their way to a close encounter with the moon. Commander Reid Wiseman says they're taking in a million-dollar view along the way.
We've got 2 moon rises that we've had so far, and the views of planet Earth. We've circled it completely, and we forgot how beautiful it is to look down on Earth.
This mission will not include a moon landing. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87 points, while the Nasdaq is off 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Your dog and a stranger are drowning. You can only save one. Who do you choose? Dennis Prager says your answer reveals everything about how you define right and wrong. In his new book, If There Is No God, Prager exposes the danger of emotion-based morality and why, without objective truth, society descends into chaos. This isn't a religious book. It's a rational case for moral clarity in a confused age. If There Is No God, from Dennis Prager. Order now at PragerStore.com.
Human Rights Watch says almost 2,000 civilians have been killed in Burkina Faso since the military seized power 3 years ago. The army and Islamic terrorists are said to be responsible for the bulk of the killings.
The rights watchdog says the scale of atrocities in Burkina Faso is staggering and wants the crisis is receiving little global attention. The report highlights one incident in which more than 400 people were killed during a security operation near the northern town of Djibo in December 2023. Survivors describe the killings as brutal and say they continue to suffer deep psychological trauma. Investigators say the authorities have failed to hold those responsible to account. Human Rights Watch is now urging the International Criminal Court to open a preliminary investigation into the killings.
The BBC's Richard Kagoy. An undersea magnitude 7.4 earthquake has toppled buildings in parts of northern Indonesia. One person was killed. News and analysis, Town Hall.
Federal health officials have approved a new weight loss pill from Eli Lilly.
The Food and Drug Administration's decision means patients in the U.S. will soon have access to a second daily oral medication to treat obesity and weight-related issues. The drug will be sold as Foundayo. It starts shipping on Monday. The new pill joins Novo Nordisk's Wegovy pill, which has generated more than 600,000 prescriptions in the U.S. since it was approved in December. Lilly says pricing for Foundayo, for those with insurance, will start as low as $25 a month. Bob Agner reporting.
SpaceX has filed preliminary paperwork to start selling shares to the public. That's according to two sources familiar with the filing. Now, this would be a blockbuster offering that's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make the SpaceX founder, Elon Musk, the world's first trillionaire, a SpaceX IPO promising to be one of the biggest Wall Street events of the year. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the stations, the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. She is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Somebody's got to keep the house running. This is when we schedule all of the work to be done around the house. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hey, you can go to kcnrradio.com also and catch us streaming, see all of our shows, just go to our archives, see all of our sponsors. We got daily news from four or five different outlets, so it's not all the same that you can take a look at. Banners, veterans discounts, all types of things on that website. Just go to kcnrradio.com. And I'm here with Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And we have three big days, national days.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Okay.
Now but do you like strawberry or grape?
Strawberry or grape jelly?
Yeah.
Oh, do I like?
Yeah. What do you like?
Grape.
Oh.
It's always grape.
That's my dad. Always grape. But
always grape.
Strawberry for me.
Well, that's, you know, your dad and I are probably around the same era. That's all we had was grape jelly.
You are.
It was Welsh's Concord Grape Jelly.
Yep.
And it was a treat. You probably don't remember that, John.
Oh,
oh no, mine, are you in here, too?
Mine was always homemade.
Can't beat that.
And then my favorite?
What was it? National
Burrito
Day. But I think it's fake.
What?
I can't. The only people that are doing, like, burrito things are places that aren't around here.
They're not around here?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, maybe it's like
this. I love burritos. Okay. And what was your third one?
National Ferret Day.
Ferret Day. Yep, we can go for ferrets. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to give you the weather as soon as I find it. And it is, today it's going to be sunny with a high around 63. And it's going to be beautiful weather here the next through Tuesday. It's going to be in the low 80s. They're going to have, I think we're going to have some wind tomorrow, but the rest of the week is going to be fantastic as until next Tuesday when it starts to, we may start seeing rain again next Tuesday. But for this weekend, enjoy it. It's going to dry out. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be in the low 80s and at night the low 50s. So it's going to be a great weekend. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They are part of that Secret Angels group that helps people in our community. And the Kinney family, just great people down there giving wonderful service to their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Yeah, I'm still looking for the weather here, but it's a good thing I can memorize things like that. I'm here with Janet Chandler. She's co-host of the Jefferson State of Mind. on Sundays from 9 to 10.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I've been on our station, gosh, 15 years, 14 or 15 years.
I have not, but the show has been on for a long time. And for those of you who cannot pick it up on the radio, which includes me up in Bernie, you can always go to our archives. And that's at kcnrradio.com. Go to programming, Jefferson State of Mind. You can pick up any show, and I think all of your shows
all
are
the
archived.
Shows, I think from the very first show you all did, it's been archived.
Or you can get it on online.
Yeah.
At kcnrradio.com, and that's live on Sunday morning.
Yeah, you can just stream it.
And like this, we are in the process of having all of the Shasta County Board of Supervisor candidates on the show, talking to them for a full hour. They have a chance to give all the information they want, so the voters will be informed.
Chris Kellstrom is going to be on tomorrow. We've already had Mike Gallagher on.
We had Kevin Cry on
Sunday. I've asked Kevin, and he's getting into his schedule. Aaron's been on. We'll get Gallardo on, Rich Gallardo.
It's important that people hear these candidates.
Yeah, and listen to an hour of them.
Yes.
Saying what they want to do. And if they've been in office, you can kind of ask them about things they've done.
Well, what we've been doing is asking them the top three things that they want to see happen during their term if they should win. And it still applies to an incumbent, too, because they should have things that they still want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Well, an incumbent, you ask them, what are the top three things you have accomplished?
Exactly.
And, you know, while you've been in there. And I know that for 16 years that we've been doing this show, that, you know, the permitting and pulling permits and building permits and all that has been something that has always come up for 16 years. And it's gotten better, but there's still consternation with people when they're trying to build things.
And we've always heard the stories about people who couldn't get it done in Shasta County, so they just go across the county line to Tehama and get it done faster. Why can Tehama County get it done so much more efficiently?
Why did the city of Chico have like four times as many building permits pulled?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And so, you know, and it's, and yet we see things being built. You know, the Amazon building now out at Stillwater is going to be finished, they think, by May 21st. You know, the outside of it, and they'll start getting the inside. They've obviously pulled permits, but did the city do anything different for them?
Well, how long has the Stillwater Industrial Park been there sitting?
Well, it's been there a long time. But I used to just pound on whoever the EDC was. I'm saying, I called it dead water. I called it, you know, not alive, anything. But now they are starting to build out there. It is starting to come to fruition. So we want to move forward and kind of forget what it was. But the point is that they're building something that's going to bring $35 million into the economy, is what the report is, you know, yearly.
It can all only help.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Okay, Janet. What is Trump doing over in Iraq?
He's playing three-dimensional chess throughout the world. Iran is just a part of it. If you look back at an interview that Trump did with Barbara Walters in the 1980s, he told Barbara Walters that something needed to be done with Iran. They needed to be taken over. They needed to be stopped.
Did I just say Iraq?
Yeah, but I meant
Iran. Yeah. I spent too much time in Iraq.
I mean,
it keeps coming back into my head.
There's only one letter difference.
Yeah, well, what a big difference there. I'd read that. Back in the 80s, he was talking about it.
Now, why? Why is Iran so important? Because of, this sounds like there's no connection, but it's because of North Korea. The world sat back and watched while the Kim family in North Korea sat there in their isolation and developed nuclear weapons. And once they had done that, they were untouchable. There is no one other than the Kim family who would argue that the Kim family is insane. They are crazy. They should never have nuclear weapons because they pose a threat to the entire world. And yet they do. And North Korea is probably the most repressive state that has ever existed in our lifetime.
I cannot argue a thing you just said, because it is true.
So Trump is looking at Iran and the crazy Islamic Republic leaders, and he sees the same thing happening, and he always has for the last several decades. And he realized that we could not allow Iran to go the way of North Korea. So he's doing the world a favor by trying to prevent another excessive repressive regime developed that has nuclear weapons that can hold the world hostage. And that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I tell you, I having been in that part of the world several times.
Sandbox.
Well, you know what? And people think, well, people in the United States like to think that people think in a reasonable, logic manner. And I can tell you that most of the Muslims I met in these other countries are like that. However, there is a group on the fundamentalist side that don't think like this at all. If you remember, Saddam Hussein had the whole world literally on the ground with their military telling them, all you have to do is leave Kuwait. All you have to do is leave Kuwait and there'll be no war. Nobody could figure out. Everybody was just sure that he was going to leave Kuwait. One of our guys, been a long-time foreign area expert in the Middle East, said he's not going to. It's what he believes, and the people around him are telling him that. And what happened? Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Desert Storm started. It's the only way to get him out. Because he was thinking so differently than the way we think. For 47 years, they've told us they want to destroy the United States.
Death to America.
And Israel. Satan, big Satan, little Satan. I believe them. I totally believe them.
And why would you not? Have they done anything to make us believe otherwise?
And with that in mind, why would you give somebody the capability of destroying whole cities from a distance with a nuclear weapon? I thoroughly agree with what Trump did. We've kicked this thing down the road. And we have got to keep them from having that nuke.
And that's precisely what he keeps saying. And everybody keeps trying to make this a religious war. Now, we can talk about Islam and whether or not it's good
war.
Or bad or whatever. So let's just take out Islam completely and not even factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
These people in charge of Iran, no matter what religion they are tyrannical. They're insane, and they want to take over the world for their purposes, whatever their purposes are. And with a nuclear weapon, they can hold the world hostage. They also hold a lot of the world's oil. And Russia and China should be very concerned about what goes on in Iran because they get their oil through that Hormuz Strait.
Yeah, and we need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Practices workers' compensation. He is an expert in workers' compensation law. And if you've been injured at work, it can change your life, your family's life, if you cannot go back to work and do the same job. Maybe you need retraining. Maybe the treatments you're supposed to be getting aren't happening because of delays and inordinate amount of delays. You're going to need some help by somebody who understands that law, and that's Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, you're going to talk to Patrick, and he's going to talk to you about his case. And if he takes your case, let me tell you, he will do the work for you. He's like a pit bull. He will represent you to the highest degree. He'll fight for you. He'll go up against the insurance company lawyers and others. You want to go back to work. Your employer would love for you to come back to work. Your family wants you to go back to work. Well, you're going to need some help. Make it to Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com, GormanComplaw.com. And we'll be right back with Janet Chandler.
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-45.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th. The 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devont. Shasta Regional Medical Center, when it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold the Gold Award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Janet Chandler. She's the co-host of Jefferson State of Mind. This is... And we're talking about Trump, what's he doing, and, you know, Trump could just pull out. I mean, say, we won, we did what we were going to do, and the Strait of Hormuz is going to be left there. But, as you've pointed out, we don't need the Strait of Hormuz, but so many other countries do. So much of, well, China and Russia's oil, especially China's oil, comes through there. That, is this something that he should just drop on the European nations? Do you think he will?
I think we need to keep Iran separate from the Strait of Hormuz because it's two different fights. No, we don't need to secure the Strait of Hormuz for the United States. But if he drops everything now and says, okay, we won, and then leaves, it is a complete betrayal to the Iranian people. He has, in a very roundabout way, made a pact with them to rid them of this foreign invasion, and that's what it is, of Iran. The Iranian people are not Arab. They do not come from the same people as
Persians.
Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
the Emirates. Yeah, they're Persian. That's a completely different group of people, and they recognize that they are different and that they are separate. And when the Ayatollahs came in and the Islamic regime took over Iran, it was in complete... takeover. It was tyrannical to the Persian people, and they have always felt for the last 47 years that they are being held hostage by a foreign tyrannical government.
Well,
when Trump, after the bombing of their nuclear area in Iran, he told the people, "I'm coming. I'm coming. Just hang on. I'm coming." He made a promise, a tacit promise, that he would help them. And if he walks away now and leaves them without a resolution to this, then I think it would be a betrayal.
Well, I think, have we seen any activity on the side of the people to come back and take their country?
Well, they tried after last summer.
Well, they did, and they were
30,000-40,000 of them were killed.
But I'm talking about now. The Iraqi government leadership is in disarray.
But the Iranian.
God, am I still saying? I'm sorry. The Iranian government is in disarray. They've taken out two levels of leadership, at least maybe three, all the way across the board. Isn't this, I mean, but I'm not seeing any reports of the Iranian people coming out. Or is it because they're not sure what's going to happen?
Well, there's a reason for that. And it goes back to the American Second Amendment. The Iranian people are not armed. And they are facing at least four levels of police military mm-hmm. control. The IRGC,
right.
That they...
Revolutionary Guards.
The Revolutionary Guard. They are very much still alive.
Mm-hmm.
The Basaji, that's another level of government. Then there is the citizen army and the police. The citizen army and the police, we have heard that there are defections. And that's where the Iranian people may get their support. But we cannot leave with the IRGC very strong. And we can't leave until we are sure that the Islamic-backed military units are not destroyed also. Because the Iranian people cannot fight those two groups not being armed.
Okay, so is that one of the objectives?
He hasn't said so. But I don't see that he can leave without making sure that
he's taken out their strategic level, Navy, Air Force, missiles. But and he said these actions will cripple Iran's military. and crush your ability to support terrorist proxies and deny them an ability to build a nuclear bomb. But it doesn't say anything about
exactly
the inner workings. And
they blew up an ammunition dump or something, and I'm not quite sure what kind of ammunition that was. If it was bullets and that sort of thing, it could very well have an effect on the military and police levels. I don't know.
But I can tell you that when we did go into Iraq...
Now you're saying it right.
Now I'm saying it right. When we were into Iraq, there were some big mistakes we made, but one of them was doing away with their army, you know. And what happened was, the other thing we didn't do is we didn't put like another 50,000 troops on the ground, to have martial law, because the same thing happened. There was no law and order, but there were plenty of guns around, and they went there and raided army depots, police. I mean, everybody was armed because they had no law and order, and it was a big mistake in my opinion when we did that. But on the other side, in Iran, they don't have that ability to arm themselves. And there's still, what you're saying, and from everything I've read, there's still a strong, cohesive group on the ground that can control Iran.
There is a difference, too, between the citizens of Iraq and Afghanistan mm-hmm. and the citizens of Iran. The citizens of Iran are far better educated, have been in the past.
Yeah.
They have a sense of country, of pride. They are of the modern world rather than the people of Iraq who were more attuned to a village type life.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that the Iranian people could come together mm-hmm. as a group far better than what happened in either Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well,
and another important issue is...
Okay, we have to take a break
okay,
here.
Okay, go ahead. But, no, we'll finish.
Okay, we'll finish on the other side.
Yes.
But here's the thing is it going to take, like we've done in the past, we put people in there to train them, and, I don't know if Iran is the type of country where we can put people, trainers in there to help them and arm them like we have, and we did in Afghanistan.
And we do not want to run the IRGC and other Islamic forces underground.
No.
So we are fighting like we did in Iraq.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice. It's not a hair salon, though. It's a barbershop. It's got heads on the wall. Jackalopes, all these police patches, great reading material. No, it's not what you're thinking, some people are thinking. No, it's things like Car and Track and American Rifleman and Popular Mechanics.
Concealed carry.
No, it doesn't even have that. No, that's on our table in here. It's got Saturday Evening Post. When's the last time anybody ever saw the Saturday Evening Post? And they've got some in there. So, but the main reason I go there is you get a great haircut. Very friendly guys in there, Tim and Logan. Great haircut. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or go into Booksy and setting up your time for the whole year if you're obsessive compulsive. And same time, same way, you know, all the time. And it gives you a confirmation, and then it sends you an email the day of your haircut. So it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. I've been going there since I moved here in 07. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Janet Chandler.
Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in
around the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisade location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Yeah, Rocket Man. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Mm-hmm. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Hey, yes, you know, the other day I was in Odell's and with a friend having lunch, and there was a wedding party in there. You know, they were testing the food, and it's a free tasting. Everything they cook, or it would be for, like, the, you know, the reception, they got to taste, and there were seven of them in there. And they had big plates of food and all that, and it's all free. Come in and do that so they can taste it and see what they like. So I think it sounds like a good deal to me.
You just heard it. Really good deal.
Yeah. So, hey, it's going to be 63 today and sunny. It's going to be like this through Monday, my friends. Tuesday, we start might getting another chance of rain. But it's going to be beautiful for the weekend, for Easter. And Easter Day is sunny with a high near 83. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. I'm here with Janet Chandler, and we were talking about Iran. And you said there was one big... You said there was one other thing.
Oh, I...
Because I want to switch subjects here.
Okay.
After that.
I do not want to see the current police and military people run underground so that then they infiltrate...
In Iran.
In Iran, yeah. So that they infiltrate back into the woods, back into the villages, into the towns, and hide, and then come out and hit, and just like has happened in Iraq and Afghanistan and Vietnam, then who are you fighting? You're fighting a mobile army that you can't pin down, and that could happen, and then you're into boots on the ground and an extended long-term war.
Well, what we found in Iraq was that it was very difficult for us.
You can't.
To pick out ISIS.
You can't nail Jell-O to the wall.
And the big change came is when the sheikhs bought in after the ISIS gone after the sheikhs' families. And sheikhs are clan leaders. And, I mean, we're not talking 20, 30 people here. We're talking thousands. At that point, they had their sons enter into the Iraqi police force. Not so much in the military. They could tell who ISIS was. And it was they went after them with a vengeance. So, and we were there to assist in that. But that was the way who we thought and all that. But I'm agreeing with you that if it happens in Iran and they go underground, this thing's going to go on for, decades until you've got to have a complete change in this government gives them enough time to build their strength.
And it has to come from the Iranian people.
Yeah, it does. We can't do it.
But don't forget, during Obama's time in office, he sent literally pallets of cash on planes to Iran. And that cash was used to support the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas. Those are the people who are now in our country and who are carrying out terrorist actions. And we are fighting Iran on American soil. We just haven't admitted it yet because the fight has been hit here on bombings and people running others down in automobiles and shootings. We are in this war.
Individual incidents.
Yeah, we are
not
in this war.
It's not a coordinated effort.
But they are being financed by that money from Iran.
Okay, let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Let's talk about local stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight is the two different groups of people.
Yes, apparently.
I did not know the other one. Maybe I did. But the one I had was the press release tonight at the Cascade Theater, 5 to 7, will be the Congressional District 2, which is what we're all in now.
The new Congressional
District 2. Hoffman will be there and Ruby D. But also a number of Republicans that are going to be running in this. No offense to anybody that's running, but nobody of great stature.
Who can afford it?
Well, and that you've heard of a lot.
Right.
But Jared Huffman's going to be there. And then there's going to be another one, though, you said,
The Shasta County Republican Central. The Republican. Shoot. Two of them. The Shasta California Republican Assembly.
Oh, okay.
And that meets over at the Shasta Bible College. It is somewhat of a members only meeting.
Oh, okay. So it's not open to everybody.
Well, it is if you want to hear the candidates, but then they are going to be voting on endorsements.
Okay.
And that would not be open to the public.
Okay, but the candidates there are going to be Kevin Cry, Aaron Reznor, and Gallardo. That one? Okay,
yeah.
So that's the District 1 candidates that are running for supervisor.
Yes.
And they'll be also at other venues also. Okay. Tomorrow we're having Chris Kellstrom on. We've had Aaron Reznor on. We've had Gallagher on. So it's time to get Kevin back on, and Kevin Cry, Gallardo, and anybody else that's running.
And
like that.
Remember, these are District 1 and District 5 candidates. And if you're not in those districts, you don't get to vote for these people. However, they affect county voting.
That's right. It doesn't mean you can't go out and work for the one you want.
Yeah. They, when they are up there and voting for issues that affect the county, it affects Districts 2 and 4 also, and 3.
Oh, yeah, it does. And then the other thing, too, is, you know, the... As we have seen in the past, it's been 3-2, 3-2, and then sometimes it switches to 3-2, 3-2. It's one vote in here that makes a big difference a lot of times. So, and, you know, so I guess the questions you need to ask yourself is, or ask them is, what do you wish to accomplish in the next 4 years? But then if you've already been in there, what did you accomplish the last 4 years that was good for our county?
Which direction is the county going to go under your leadership?
And we've also got the registrar of voters. That's going to be an election.
An important one, yes.
That one, and there's going to be a huge sea change here, which the Democrats wanted when they changed the districts.
And that was the whole purpose.
And that was the purpose.
Yes.
For whatever reason they used, but that was the purpose. And the funny thing was, Janet, I would see people that were against the idea of it happening. I mean, they said politicians should not draw districts. We had a district, you know, we had that committee that drew all the districts, and yet they voted for it because redrawing the congressional districts. Oh. People were against that. They thought that, you know, it shouldn't be done, but yet they voted for it because they disliked Trump so much.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense, didn't it? But we did the same thing at the county level.
Yeah.
We redistricted the county district.
Yeah, I went from one to two.
Well, they had a citizens committee get together and redraw the districts according to the new census, which it should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain members of the board, Leonard Modi, said, no, that's not what we're going to do, and changed the borders. And then you ended up in a different district.
Yeah.
I'm safe in District 3 up in the Intermountain area. Nobody's going to change my district.
Okay, I'm here with Janet Chandler. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw.
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Get ready to shine it up and show it on. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls and say Lions. You're Lions putting on the ritz. Cool vibes hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the ritz. Everybody.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio with Carl and DeBott. Tomorrow, even though I've said it a few times, I'll say it again, Heather Hadwick, our assemblywoman, is going to join us here in studio, as is Chris Kellstrom. Chris will be on at 7, and Heather at 8.
This election time is a perfect time for talk radio.
Well, you know, I love having people on and talking to them, and you know, we try not to come in out of left field with questions. Because, you know, you've been on radio. It's too easy to trap somebody or trick somebody just by saying, you know, ask them a weird question where they have to think about it. And then it makes them sound like...
Yeah, have you stopped beating your wife?
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah. Hey, so when did you come out of the closet?
Yeah.
And we were just talking about Kristi Noem and her husband, and now we know why she was replaced.
Political liability right there.
Yeah. And no matter what... And Linda was arguing for yesterday. She says it's a man, you know, it's his personal life. It's not hurting anybody, you know, but people do in their own time, and you know, behind doors. And that's true, except when you get to those levels. When you get into where it's, and when it's public trust, and then you've got somebody that's already under fire for doing her job, and I thought she was doing it pretty well, and then have this break. It would have been too much.
If you are going to run for public office, be aware that no matter what happened in your life, how far away, if anybody knew or not, it's going to get drug out.
Well, look at and if you look at the Supreme Court justices,
Clarence Thomas.
Well, they went after Thomas, but the other one where they brought up stuff from like 30 years ago at a party.
Oh, that one was that Gorsuch.
Gorsuch or something like that, and it was just a total. It was just.
And you
totally
can,
false, first
can,
of all.
You can pay some bimbo $10,000 and she'll come forth and say anything you want.
Or whatever. Whatever they do, if you know that when you bring something up and there's no proof, and
but on the other hand, we have Swalwell with his girlfriend Fang Fang, a Chinese.
Is that
spy.
The way you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
I know, but that's the way you spell it.
Fong,
yeah, no,
Fong, whatever.
Oh, Fang Fang.
But
yeah.
Now he's running for governor.
Yes.
Apparently, it doesn't matter what you do as a Democrat.
Well,
that's okay.
Okay. What else?
Let's talk about endorsements.
Okay.
This is a big time. Everybody's endorsing. Everybody's
right.
out there for the endorsement.
Right.
What does that really mean? And what does it matter to you as a voter? And what kind of precautions should you be taking when someone is making endorsements?
Okay.
We cannot have the society, the civilization in our country, the culture, if we are not an informed society. And we've been told that by our founding fathers. And one of the reasons that we listen to all of these candidates is to be informed, to make a decision about for whom we want to vote. And the people who are making endorsements are making a very narrow statement, actually, in their endorsement. People are endorsing for a specific reason. You can be darn sure that the police association is not endorsing a candidate who is going to cut funding for law enforcement. You can be very sure that the SEIU, a union of service workers, is not going to make an endorsement to a candidate who is not going to support unions. If the Republican Central Committee is endorsing someone, you know that they are endorsing a person who is going to espouse Republican values. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong. Of course they are going to espouse the person that they want for their particular purposes. But you as a voter look very carefully at not just who is endorsing, but why. And is that a candidate who is going to represent you and your values, who is going to do what's best for the city or the county, or is that a candidate who is going to favor a particular group more than the county or city or state as a whole?
Well, you know, we've made it a practice here never to endorse
you can't.
Local,
you're trying to
local
be,
candidates because...
Yeah.
I wouldn't come on this show if I wouldn't come on your show if I knew you were endorsing my opponent.
Exactly.
And so we never endorse, and we try to be as fair as we can with the people. And same thing I've heard on your show that you want to bring out what they stand for, what they want to accomplish, and we're in trouble right now in Shasta County and the city, as far especially in the city when it comes to money, we're $5 million. In debt, plus our tax revenue is down 10% from where it should be. And you've got a new city manager here that's promising to come in here and cut. And he's got all the departments over at the city that are all worried.
And of course, this is going to affect, I think it already has, the City of Reading Police Department.
It has.
So do you vote for someone who you know is going to cut your pay or cut your position? It's a tough choice,
yeah.
But it will also save the city. And, of course, the county brags that they are in the black, but neither the city nor the county is in the black when you look at unfunded liabilities with pensions.
Yeah, you don't even want to go there. And at least the county, instead of – they were still putting in – to, I think, the unfunded liabilities when everything was flush and the city stopped. That was one of the reasons the city got into more trouble. But you're right. And the other thing, too, is that I would beg all of our listeners to get as informed as you can. And you know, if there's a proposition, what's that proposition about? Don't rely on just reading the tagline at the top that says what it is, because we know that a lot of times that's false.
Measure B is going to be on the ballot for sure now,
mm-hmm.
unless something really weird happens.
Yeah.
And that is the one about the voter ID and all of the other voter changes that they want to put into the county charter.
I want to talk about that next month because, you know, see if you can change my mind. But this is against the California law.
Part of it is, yes.
And so why would we, even if we pass it, and I'm not saying it would pass, but even if we passed it, what happens next? But let's talk about that next time.
Okay.
because the first Thursday of next month.
I'm not going to try to change your mind.
No.
I recognize the problems with Measure B.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are 10,000 people in Shasta County who signed a petition.
And it should be on the ballot.
Yes.
No, I totally agree with that. I'm just, why are we doing this? I mean, I understand we were mad and a lot of people are saying, and I think, frankly, showing ID when you vote is not a bad idea. I think it's a great idea.
Well, there is going to be another initiative at the state level on the ballot for voter ID. The Carl DeMaio initiative.
Well,
so maybe that will just take care of it at the county level too. But on Measure B, there are other issues on Measure B in addition to the voter ID. That's not the only one.
So we can discuss that.
We can.
Because I know there's one of them that you and I Yeah, I know there's going to be one of them that you and I are going to discuss, and that's voting by mail. Anyway, hey, everybody, it's going to be really nice today. It's going to be a little cooler. It's 63, but sun's going to be shining. Have a wonderful day. Join us tomorrow and listen to Chris Kellstrom and Heather Hadwick. But have a great day, and God bless America.
Hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.